glad to have you along in 2025. If you're a listener with whom I've already worked, well, then welcome back. I hope we work together again very soon. If you happen to be a new listener, I'm delighted to have you join me. My goal is pretty straightforward, and that is to have you find benefit in not only this podcast, but those that follow. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a Sound Investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Lead the Way. Last month, my topic was negotiation nuggets. In that podcast, I suggested 5 negotiation tips, which were presented by Karas, a known leader in this field. For example, communication, collaboration, and compromise were some of the key variables when it comes to negotiation. Looks like 30 days have elapsed since that podcast, so I hope you received valuable information that you'll be able to apply where you find you most need it. If you have a negotiation question that perhaps needs further exploration, please ask. Okay, let's get to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear valuable information. It's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you? Does it describe someone who works for you or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Frequently, I'm sought out to help professionals across the globe as a corporate communication and speech specialist. As a result, I'm privileged to interact with various business professionals and to assist them to make an impact on others, and that's what I hope to do for you. Generally, these are business professionals with significant experience in their industries, much like you. Additionally, my clients recognize the immense value of public speaking and always strive to sound their best. I hope that applies to you also. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. How does that apply to you? According to Professor Michelle Buck of Kellogg School of Management, there are 10 principles of communication during a crisis, which she states are timeless. Number 1, communicate more rather than less, and sooner versus later. In other words, try to avoid knowing all the answers. Number 2, acknowledge and appreciate the team's experience. In other words, lead with empathy and also with compassion. Number 3, distinguish between what is known and what is not. In other words, it's okay for leaders to say, I don't know. Number 4, beware of the illusion of transparency. So don't assume information is transparent to others because, you see, it may not be. Number 5, reinforce shared values and purpose. Leaders can offer some stability and inspiration by reinforcing values. Number 6, humanize the message. Trust and credibility come by placing primary focus on those you lead. Number 7, explain decisions. Offering explanations which align with core values helps to reinforce stability as well as identity. Number 8, identify important questions. Ask courageous questions which will serve to galvanize hope and focus. Number 9, outline next steps. Staff want to know priorities, which help to make expectations all the more clear. 10, follow up. Set up a timeline for regular communication and be absolutely sure to follow up at the scheduled time. These principles may seem like a lot to process, but you see, being a leader isn't right for everyone. It's not an easy job. However, these pointers clearly offer you some guidance. Remember that Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Do the thing you think you cannot do." A question you may be asking yourself is, where to start? Please determine how these choices relate to you and to your unique situation. Ultimately, you and you alone know what will serve you best and prove most helpful in your situation. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or from a speaking expert. And by doing so, this will help you establish both consistency and accountability. If you'd like my assistance to strengthen your skills in how to lead the way, I'll do my best to answer your questions and respond to your comments. Connect with me in a way that works easily for you, by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm absolutely ready to be your business communication resource. Your needs are unique, and if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss what matters to you, because you see, that's what counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.